We'll take questions for the head coach, Enzo Maresca. If you can introduce yourself and the organisation you work for, and then we'll work around with questions. So who wants to go first?
Hi Enzo, just wondering what you're looking for in this sort of pre-season match against Man City. Obviously they're the champions, probably the standard setters of English football.
The target is continue to try our things, the things that we start to do since day one, and try to see, to continue to improve day by day.
And could I ask as well, there's been a bit of news about Conor Gallagher today. I was wondering what your sort of understanding is of his situation. There's been an offer accepted by the club, and there's been some reports he might not be allowed to train with the first team. I was wondering.
No, the only thing I can say, I know that he is in contact with the club to find a solution. The club offered him a new contract, but this is at the moment the only news I receive, also because they know that when we are in competition or we are working, I like to be focused on what we have here, that in this moment is tomorrow game and then Madrid game, that for me as a manager is the most important thing, just to focus in the most important thing, that is the pitch.
But could you clarify, if you come back to Cobham, he can train with the group? Can you clarify that?
At the moment, as I said, there are not any update on that. The only thing I can say is that he was in contact with the club to find a solution. And I don't think it's something new. In football, every summer, different club, they have some problems with some player, and then at the end, they find a solution, everyone is happy. So hopefully it can happen the same in this situation.
Jack?
Enzo, just on Conor again, you spoke the other day about how you knew there might be something that would happen this summer with him. Is he someone you can see playing in your team and suiting your style of football?
No, the squad we have, they are all players that if they are in the squad, I will do my best to try to use them and to help them to understand the way we want to play. So at the moment, until the player is in the squad, I don't have any problem.
Would you like him to still be in the squad once the window?
Say again.
Would you like him to still be in the squad once the window shuts?
I said the other day, I would like to have all of them, but if you make the same question to the other manager, they're going to answer the same. The problem is the same problem always. Until the window window market is open, anything can happen, to bring player or to sell players. And unfortunately, until the last day, it's something that can happen.
Ben?
Enzo, if Conor stays, will it be your decision when you return as to whether he's part of the first team, or will it be the club's decision?
No, the main focus in this moment for the club, for Conor and for me, is they're going to find a solution. This is the main target. Then in the moment that they're going to find a solution, I feel that everyone is happy. But until the solution is not there, it's difficult to say the best solution. So in this moment, as I said, my focus is in today's session, tomorrow game, and this is for me the most important thing.
Just away from Conor on a slightly lighter note, you obviously worked under Pep Guardiola. When you joined Chelsea, some fans gave you the nickname Diet Pep. What do you think of the nickname, and can you speak to your influence from Guardiola?
Oh, I said already the other day, unfortunately, I would like to have long hair, blue eyes, and my wife, she would like the same, but unfortunately, we have not hair, and people think that, but yeah, it's something that the people say, to be honest, it's not something that I care about.
How are you different to him then, stylistically, philosophically? What are the differences between you and Pep?
Well, he is the best in the world, and I'm just one of the manager. This is the best, the big difference.
Thank you. Hi, Enzo. Is part of the, I suppose it's being a manager of any club, not just a big, I suppose it's part of being a manager of any club, not just a massive club like Chelsea, where you have to make tough decisions on players and their futures. Is that, and I know you said the other day that you like to sort of be like a family relation to them. Is that, do you still find that difficult when you're having to speak to players and make callous decisions on them?
No, as I said before, I think in this moment it's Chelsea, but City in the last week had the problem. I don't know, Julian Alvarez, stay, go, or Liverpool. For me, it's not something new. It's all the club, every summer, they have more or less the same problem. Players that they want to stay, players that they want to go. And at the end, we're going to find a solution and everyone will be happy. And I think it's the same for Conor.
Just one on Reece James. He's banned for the first three games of the season. And obviously, he's started every friendly. At some point, are you going to have to try playing without him to test for those first three games?
Yeah, probably, yes. We see if it's tomorrow or one of the games that we have ahead. But, yeah, as you said, because he's suspended, probably we need to try without him.
One at the back there.
You've had a lot of players go to the Copa America, to the Euros, and different international competitions. How tough has it been to get them integrated with the squad as you're getting started here at Chelsea?
It's the reality in this moment with the amount of games that we have, not only in Premier League, not only in England, everywhere, international games. So it's quite difficult for the players, also in terms of recovery energy. But I said many times, it's what it is. We need to adapt, and they need to adapt. Our target is to allow players to recover energy, because at the end they are human beings and they need to perform. They need to recover energy.
How does it feel playing in front of fans, you know, at Ohio Stadium? Last time this happened, it broke records, the amount of fans that showed up. What does that kind of feel for your team and just for the fans surrounding you guys?
It's fantastic because we can share time with the fans abroad in England, you know, not only in England, also here abroad. And it's nice because you can see people happy, especially many kids, you know, that they are happy to see City, to see Chelsea, to see Club America the other day, just to enjoy football game. So we are quite happy.
We are improving
for sure. When you have this amount of the game, probably the focus is on the game. And but as I said the other day, we use the training in this moment. We use games like a training session, because in this moment our target is just to focus on what we can improve.
Excellent. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Hello, I just feeling better since last year. I just want to do a good pre-season to be ready for the league. And top score is just a detail. I just want to be fit and find back my level. That's it.
You had an excellent pre-season last year as well, but in the last game in Chicago, you came off injured. How disappointing was that, and how much are you fighting back to show everyone what you can do?
I was very disappointed, to be honest, and just the game before the first game of the league, I was so excited to start the season with the club, but it's behind me now. The season last year was very difficult physically and mentally, but now it's behind me, and I just want to look forward now.
Thank you.